What makes us ill and what makes us whole? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Every day we're dealing with people who are experiencing illness and experiencing unhappiness in their life. And one of their primary questions is, well, what made me ill? What caused it? Now, we don't always know what caused it. We don't always know what made us ill. But here is a possibility that we can think about. We have the tendency to go around belittling ourselves and the tendency to go around and feeling sorry for ourselves. Well, these two things are the greatest culprits that we could have for making us sick, for really putting us in the hospital. When you go around feeling sorry for yourself, you're telling your body and your mind that you're not very happy with them. You're telling them that they're not in very good condition. You don't appreciate them. You don't love them. You don't expect them to perform nicely for you. You just are not totally pleased with yourself. And, of course, that's true. Now, how can you change that attitude? How can you change that attitude from feeling sorry for yourself to feeling happy for yourself? Well, this is a very easy thing to do, and it's something that I recommend time and again. We are so blind that we don't realize how many wonderful things are taking place in our life every day. We don't realize how many wonderful things are happening in our experience every day. I talked to a friend in the hospital the other day, and the friend said, these people come to visit her. Those people come to visit her. And then these people came again. And then those people called and checked on her. And these people were asking. She said, I've never had so many people checking on me in my whole life. And you know, that's sometimes one of the reasons we want to go to the hospital or be sick, is to have a little attention. Well, that's not a good way to get attention. It's too expensive. Rather, start liking yourself and telling yourself what a wonderful person you are. And as you do this, all of your unhappiness with yourself and your body, which has brought the illness into your experience, disappears. It goes away because you're not giving it any attention. You're not telling it why you are unhappy with yourself. You're not telling it why you're a terrible person and why no one should like you. I was talking with this person, and I said, you know, you do not need to have the approval of other people in life to live. And she said, well, I like to have people approve of what I'm doing once in a while. I like to have people say that I'm doing something nice. Yes, that would be nice. But don't look for it. Because when you look for it, then you chase it away. Now, what you can do, and this is really a wonderful thing, what you can do is you can start looking in other people's lives for what things you can compliment them on. And you know, once you get this started going from you, it comes back. You get the flow going and it goes in a circle and it comes right back to you. You start complimenting your friends on how wonderful they are and how thoughtful they are and how considerate they are. And pretty soon they start complimenting you on how wonderful, thoughtful, and considerate you are. And you didn't even think that you were being wonderful, thoughtful, and considerate, but they saw that because they were receiving your compliments. They were receiving your appreciations. If we want something in life, we should give it. If you want health, give thoughts of health all the time. See everyone about you healthy. See all that's in your world healthy. If you would like to experience wholeness, then talk about wholeness. Don't talk about illness. Talk about health. Talk about right action, peace, love, truth. Talk about all those things that are important to you. And once you start doing something like that, then everything works out harmoniously for you. It's just a matter of our choice. What makes us ill? Thoughts about illness. What makes us whole? Thoughts about wholeness. We have thoughts about illness every time we belittle ourselves, every time we feel that we're not treated right, every time that we're sorry for ourselves, those are heavy, heavy, heavy thoughts of illness. Get rid of them. Thoughts of health are thoughts of love, thoughts of sharing, thoughts of caring, thoughts of recognizing the world is a wonderful place and everybody in it is wonderful. And you watch. You start applying those 2 points with what makes us ill, forget it. What makes us well, concentrate on it. Miracles happen in our life. And you know, we're worthy of it. We're worth every miracle that you could ever experience. And if you write them down every day, you'll find that you have more miracles than you ever knew happened, because you just took them for granted. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering your healing needs. We have only practitioners here, so when you call on the phone, any person you speak to will be a practitioner, and you may tell them the healing requested, and they will instantly speak their word with you, and before you have it out of your mouth, they will say, "And so it is," and your healing will be complete in that instant. It's your choice. Can you keep your mind on wholeness? You'll experience wholeness. If you put your mind on illness, you'll experience illness. Now, what do you want the practitioner to help you with? Wholeness or illness? You make the decision. We're here to be a loving gesture for you as you walk your spiritual path. Thank you for calling, and have a lovely, lovely, lovely day.